The first time I heard this story, I was 20-something, living in Chicago. And a person told it to me because they weren't sure how they felt about it. And I loved it. But I also wasn't sure how I felt about it. There was something almost unfinished about the story. There was too much that wasn't in it. And over the years, I've thought about it. I've told it a few times and asked for feedback on it. This story, to me, is about respect. And it's about caring for other people. But it's also about pulling your own weight. It's called The Leopard Woman, and it's from West Africa. There was once a woman who married a very unreliable man. Now, I'm sure that's never, ever happens in real life, right? You've never heard about that. But he was indeed an unreliable man. He didn't always do the things he should do, but he was very pretty, and people sort of let him get away with it. Now, at one point, after they'd had their first child, they were traveling to see her people, and it was a fairly long trip. She was carrying the baby and all of their supplies and their luggage. And he was complaining about how hot it was and how he was thirsty and how he was hungry. And she said nothing as she followed behind him, carrying their child and the supplies and the luggage. Finally, they came to a place where there was a little shade. There was a fairly good-sized tree. And he looked out in the distance, and he saw antelope. And he said to her, "You know, I know that you come from a family that has lots of good magic. Your people can turn themselves into leopards. Why don't you turn yourself into a leopard and go get me one of those antelope?" And she looked at him, and she said, "Husband, in the time we have been married, I have never asked you to do anything that I could do myself. I have not complained about that, and I have not blamed you for anything. But it is not my place to go and get you an antelope. That is a thing that you should do. I am carrying the baby. I am carrying the supplies. I'm even carrying our luggage. You should let me sit here in the shade, and you should go get us an antelope." And he said, "I'm not going to go get us an antelope. Why should I do that when you could easily just turn yourself into a leopard and go get one?" And she said, "Husband, it's a question. I don't care what's a question of in your brain, woman. In my mind, I am the man. In our relationship, I am the man. In your life, I am your husband. Do as I say." She could not dissuade him. She could see that in his eyes, in the stance of his body, and the proud bearing on his face, the way he held his head. She said, "Very well, then. I will do as you ask. If you're certain." "I am certain. Do what I tell you." So she handed him the baby, and she took off all the gear, and she walked out into the sun, and she raised her hands, and slowly her body began to shake. He watched as her skin went from the beautiful black color to tawny and spotted. He watched as her body shifted and twisted, and fur went everywhere, and then she was down on all fours, and she looked over at him, and he realized she did not know him. She did not know him as her husband. She did not know him as the man in her life. She did not know him as her keeper. All she saw when she looked at him was an easy meal. And he went straight up the tree. And she lunged at him and almost grabbed one of his feet as he went higher. She walked around the tree looking up at him, growling, her claws digging into the ground. And then one of the antelope made a movement that caught her eye. It had wandered too close, not paying attention to what was going on, and she ran it down and she killed it, and she dragged the carcass back, and she lay beneath the tree eating her fill. And he looked down at her and saw that she was at ease, that she was in peace, and he realized that she could get up and run off, and he would never see her again. He could see the strength in her body. He could see the power in her gaze. And he thought, why would she ever come back to me? What have I got to offer her that she doesn't already have right now? And he looked down at the child in his arms and realized that that was the only thing keeping him alive right now. The only thing keeping her from climbing that tree best she could and taking a bite out of him. And he thought, perhaps this is the thing that might bring her back. And he woke the child, and it began to cry. And she looked up at him, and she walked around the base of that tree. And as the child cried, her body began to shift and change until she stood up as a woman. It still took him a while to remember that it was safe to come down, because even though she no longer looked like a leopard, those eyes, how had he missed the fire in those eyes? The fire had been there before she was a leopard, so it was safe. He remembered now. That was the thing he loved about her when he first met her, those eyes. And so he climbed out of the tree, and he handed her the baby. And he made the fire and cooked the meat, even though technically that was her job. She didn't say anything. He had meat enough for both of them. And when it was time to go, and she reached to pick up the gear, he took it from her and he put it on his own body. And he picked up the luggage. And she said, I will help you carry. No, he said, you're carrying the baby. That's the most important thing. And they went on their trip to see her family. In time to come, as his children grew older, he would take his sons aside and he would say, beneath the skin of every woman you meet is a leopard. Your job in life is to figure out how to keep her and encourage her not to tear you apart. And that is the story of the Leopard Woman.